What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.
Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app.
Now, back to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and the crew, presented by BetMGM on Westwood One Sports.
Bring it up, Kenny. Final hour. Power hour. You better you bet on Westwood One Sports. Nick Costos, our amazing crew, and you. The power hour and every hour here on You Better You Bet, brought to you by BetMGM. Make it legendary by downloading the BetMGM app and visiting BetMGM.com. Our friend Zach Harper of SiriusXM NBA Radio and The Athletic will join us about 20 minutes from now, talking NBA, a lot to get to in the association. Our bets for tonight will close the show. But for this moment in time, I'd like to bring our friend Kenny Henderson onto the show, and Tyler Morales as well. I have some questions to ask them off of our interview with Sal Licata. Kenny and Tyler, are we ready? Kenny is ready. Hello, Kenny.
Hello.
Kenny is scrambling. Kenny, when we had Sal Licata on last hour, he was talking about DMing with Jerry Seinfeld, right? And trying to, like, engineer a meetup with Jerry. They did end up going to a Mets spring training game together. And Newsday, which is one of the, like, newspapers here in New York, which specializes in, like, Long Island, and Sal lived on Long Island, like, a huge feature on it, which was great for Sal. And I saw it in the newspaper, and it was great. Kenny, if I gave you the opportunity, and you're young, so I don't even like Seinfeld moves the needle for you, but hang out with a very famous male celebrity or go out with your female celebrity crush, who, what would you choose and why?
Definitely the female celebrity crush. I mean, I don't even think that's debatable.
Who is your female celebrity crush, Kenny?
Probably, like, all time, like, probably Megan Fox, but that's, like, a pretty basic one. Like, right now, it'd probably be, like, Tate McRae or, like, Sydney Sweeney, one of those.
Yeah, that's tough to go wrong with either of those. Here's what I can guarantee you. Just knowing Sal, and Sal, we're married, it's different. Sal would choose Jerry Seinfeld. Hell, I think I would choose Jerry Seinfeld. I don't even think it's a question. Seinfeld's my all-time favorite comedy. I don't know if it's my all-time favorite TV show, but that is an easy one with Jerry Seinfeld. Tyler Morales is with us. Tyler, what would you choose in this instance?
We ran this scenario one time, and I think I would go to do the famous celebrity crush, because if it works out, like, I'm just parlaying myself into, like, future earnings down the line. So I would take the future crush.
Can I ask you guys a weird hypothetical that I've been thinking about recently?
Of course.
So, do you remember when, I don't know if this was on this show or if it was on the old show in the old time slot, but, you know, in the house, so I'm living with my mother-in-law's house right now, right? I think we're going to end up buying the house, but anyway, the area where I play video games, it's easier for me to sit on the floor and play than it is to, like, sit on one of the, just with the way the layout is set up. And my foot invariably falls asleep. So we did a bit of, how much would it take you? How much money would we have to pay you for your foot to be asleep for a full month? I have a different scenario to run by you guys, because where I have to shower in the morning when I get up early to do the show is right next to where my daughter sleeps. So I have to be, like, very, very quiet in the way I get dressed and, like, how all of this gets finagled. So I usually, after the shower, I get dressed in the bathroom. So I'm not like going back into the bedroom and opening the door and making noise to potentially wake her up. So there are times where I put my socks on in the bathroom and I will like step on, because I'm getting out of the shower, right? And the floor is wet. And now my socks are wet. How much money would I have to pay you to have your socks be wet for a full calendar year? Every time you put on a pair of socks, your socks are wet. How much money?
To be honest, like that's like my nightmare situation. Because every time I ever step into like with a pair of socks into some water, like water or something, I got
to
change socks immediately.
You have
I'm
going to
need
them.
Like, yeah, you have to every time. And I'm someone that sleeps with socks too. So I'll be sleeping with the socks, with wet socks, which would be a disaster. So I would need like probably honestly like upper six figures.
I mean, it is. I actually think it might be the most underrated, miserable thing that happens in life is when your socks get wet. Because if you're not in a position, if you're out and it happens, like you're not in a position to change your socks, now your socks are wet. It's horrible, Kenny.
Yeah, this is worse than sex without sex for a year, I should say, when we had that discussion. So yeah, like Tyler, upward six figures, maybe close to $1 million.
So just so for everyone keeping score at home, Kenny has chosen socks over sex. Thank you guys very much. Tyler, what's happening at the Masters right now?
So right now, let me get out my leaderboard here, my iPad. Patrick Reed's in first place. He's 3 under. He's tied with Tommy Fleetwood, actually. So we're just getting started here. A bunch of guys are starting to tee off right now. Our guy Fitzpatrick bogeyed already. That's not great. So he's 1 over through 3. But the action just getting started here at Augusta. We've got a long way to go.
Be honest. How much attention are you paying to the show today, given that the Masters is happening?
I'm fully on the show because nothing's really happened so far. Like, it just kind of started. So, like, our groups are really just, like, are the good golfers are, like, on hole two, hole three. So, like, talk to me, like, 3 hours. I won't be paying attention to anything else. But right now, I'm, like, I'm completely fine.
What is the instance in the history of the time you've been on the show where you have paid the least amount of attention to the show, and what was the event happening in sports?
Honestly, it might have been when we worked the NCAA, when the shows used to be like from like 3 to 7 or like from 7 to 11 and the NCAA tournament was going on. That was probably the least. I'll be completely honest.
The good news is I wasn't paying attention to the show either, and I was on the air watching the games. Okay. Thank you to Tyler. Thank you to Kenny. You have a trivia question with Bill out today or no?
Bill did give me one, yes. So I'll be reading that later on.
It's a golf question or something else?
It is a golf question.
Am I going to get it right or no? Probably not.
No, yeah, you might. You might get this. You might.
My golf knowledge is pretty bad. We'll find out a little later in the show. Okay. We got a bunch of topics that we need to hit that we have not yet gotten to on the show today. So let's do that right now. And Kenny, we of course start with
one.
So I planned on doing it last segment, and just to pull the curtain back, I really enjoy talking to Sal Licata, and that interview went probably a solid 5 minutes longer than I thought it was going to, because I thought it was really fun. So didn't end up doing this as a result. So last night, we saw something happen in the NBA that is a couple things happen, and we'll get to the other ones in a second here. But last night in the NBA, hashtag in case you missed it, I-C-Y-M-I, in case you missed it, Cade Cunningham returned to the lineup for the Pistons for the first time since March 17, St. Patrick's Day, when he had suffered a collapse along in the team's win over the Washington Wizards. And all he did in his return, casual double-double, 13 points, 10 assists, had a sick slam dunk on an alley-oop in a Pistons win. Detroit, if it closes the season with two more wins in its final two games, will win 60 games this year and go 60 in 22. In the time without Cade Cunningham, the Pistons went 7-3 and lost to Orlando the other night. They had already clinched the one seed at that point. They lost to the Thunder by 4. Absolutely no shame in that. They played great. Were awesome in the time that Cade Cunningham was out. They lost by 1 in overtime to Atlanta, on this crazy run the Hawks have been on, and then lost to OKC. And then the loss to the Magic, who cares? They clinched the one seed already. It doesn't matter. What a run this was for Danis Jenkins and for Oscar Thompson, Jalen Duren, and the Pistons. Who I think, and I have said this a few times, right? I think the Pistons made themselves way more viable as a potential Eastern Conference champion or even finalist with Cade Cunningham out than they did with all the time that Cade was in. And the thought, really simple, right? The knock, the bugaboo for the Pistons was, do you trust anyone outside of Cade in a clutch moment? And then they rattled off, you know, they basically won 7 of 9 in the two teams they lost to were both good without him. I think they answered a lot of questions. The scenario that I want to put on your radar right now, because again, remember what we said to Ann last hour. It feels like, not definitely, but it feels like the New York Knicks are going to be the 3 seed in the East and the Celtics are going to be the 2. And then the Knicks have the tiebreaker over Cleveland by virtue of head-to-head results this year. So if the Cavs were to pass the Knicks, which I, as a Knicks fan, would love to happen, I don't think it's going to, the Cavs would have to finish with a better record. It feels, it's not impossible, but it feels unlikely to me. So I think we're going to get second-round NBA playoff matchups in the East, and this should excite you as a sports fan, because it's pretty awesome, right? Knicks-Celtics in the 2-3 with Boston having home court. And on the top end of the bracket in the East, Pistons-Cavs with Detroit having home court. Now keep in mind that the Cavs have Donovan Mitchell and James Harden, and we can get our jokes off, and I will, believe you me. Evan Mobley. The Cavs have more proven playoff, and you can joke about Harden, but I mean, he's still someone with a ton of experience, right? Against the Pistons team where it's like Cade Cunningham. And yes, they had the playoffs last year and gave the Knicks a series in the first round. And yes, a lot of players stepped up, most notably Danis Jenkins. We already knew Dern was great. If you look at the betting market right now in the Eastern Conference, the Cavs have better odds to get to the NBA Finals than the Pistons do. Which tells you, if the second round matchup is Pistons-Cavs, even with Detroit having home court, Cleveland's going to be favored. Who would you like in that potential series to win a best of 7? The Pistons or the Cavs? You don't have to make that decision now, but in all likelihood, you're going to have to later this month.
2.
Last night, the Oklahoma City Thunder won yet again. And in doing so, they have won 64 games now this season and could close with as many as 66, which would fall short of last year's 68. But like Danny Parkin said earlier on the show, and I agree with him, this, I think, season, even if it ends, and it will end mathematically with less wins, is actually more impressive for the Thunder than last year. So they beat the Clippers last night 128-110. And in doing so, clinched the 1 seed in the Western Conference playoffs and home court advantage throughout the NBA playoffs. This is now the 3rd consecutive season that OKC is the 1 seed in the Western Conference. And in doing so, the Thunder become only the 6th team in the history of the NBA to be the 1 seed in its respective conference in 3 consecutive years, joining the 84-88 Boston Celtics, the 84-90 Los Angeles Lakers, the 96-98 Chicago Bulls, the 08-2010 LA Lakers, and the 15-17 Golden State Warriors. This is rarefied air. This is the Larry Bird Celtics at the height of their powers, the Magic Johnson Kareem Lakers at the height of theirs, the Michael Jordan Bulls, I guess you could argue at the height of theirs, and probably the second three-peat's probably better, that team's probably better than the first one. The second team had Rodman. The 96-98 Bulls, the Lakers with Kobe and Powell that won 2 championships in 3 years, that won 9 and 10, losing to 8 to the Boston Celtics, and then the 15-17 Warriors with Steph and Klay at first, and then obviously adding Kevin Durant for the final year. So this is rarefied air for Oklahoma City. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is about to win his 2nd straight MVP award. I think it's likely that he will win his 2nd straight finals MVP award. And I think the Thunder are going back to back. I've said this a few times in this calendar year, but I really like, I don't think people really grasp and understand it yet. The way that we all, a little more than 2 months from now, will all be talking about the Oklahoma City Thunder and this run that they've been on. I feel like most people don't like them. And I think that dislike right now is just at a simmer. Like, they won one title, and that's okay, right? It was the first one. But think about the way people talk about the Thunder now, this season. They're foul baiters. SGA is a free throw merchant. And now they're starting to lean into it a little bit, into the heel persona. Not a ton, it's not really their MO, but they're leaning into it a little bit. Imagine how much you're going to dislike them, assuming you do already, if and when they beat either Jokic and the Nuggets, Wemby and the Spurs in the Western Conference Final, and then maybe the Celtics in the NBA Finals. And SGA wins another MVP and another Finals MVP. We are a little more than 2 months away from talking about the Thunder in a way that we have only talked about a handful of teams in the history of the NBA.
Three.
I had a gigantic chuckle yesterday when, I think it was Kenny, sent in the You Better You Bet text chat a clip of Anthony Davis, now of the Washington Wizards, what a world we live in, on Draymond Green's podcast, which is an Odyssey production, by the way. Tyler was the one that sent it. Great job by Tyler. Of Anthony Davis on Draymond Green's podcast, talking about how he found out he was getting traded from the Lakers to the Mavericks in the Luka Doncic deal. Anthony Davis, in this clip, is basically incredulous and can't believe that it happened. And you should find it and listen to it because it's very funny. And at the end, he gets on the phone with Nico Harrison, and Nico says to him, "I told you I was going to trade for you." And Anthony Davis is basically like, "I can't believe I'm surrounded by idiots." I'm paraphrasing. That's basically the gist of it. And it's very much worth watching. We tried to cut it for you. Davis swears like 15 times in it. It would just be bleep, 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 bleep. But it is worth checking out. Remember when Luka Doncic got traded from the Mavericks to the Lakers? It feels like it didn't actually happen. And yet it did. Here's another thing for everybody. What's more believable? That Anthony Davis is currently starring in his own Impractical Joker-style prank show, or that he's a member of the Washington Wizards? Because both are true. Like, what a bizarre turn this has all taken. And just to promote this show for a second. Now, if you're a longtime listener or viewer of the show, you know that I'm a gigantic Impractical Jokers fan. I can't say that I've seen every episode since Joe Gatto left the show, but I've certainly seen every single episode, probably multiple times, that Joe has been on. So I'm kind of predisposed towards liking and laughing at comedy like this. So Anthony Davis is a huge Impractical Jokers fan. He was on an episode of Impractical Jokers, and you saw this probably if you watched the NCAA tournament because they were promoting it heavily, right? That Davis is now starring in like an Impractical Joker style prank show, and the Impractical Jokers produced the show. So it went viral yesterday that Anthony Davis and LeBron James both punked Draymond Green, where Draymond and Rich Paul's in on the joke, where Draymond Green's in an investor meeting, and the investors, that the people that are trying to get the money from Draymond, basically get really belligerent and aggressive with him. And Draymond gets progressively angrier. And Anthony Davis and LeBron are feeding lines to the actors to say to Draymond, who doesn't know that he's being punked. And it is ridiculously funny. And I want everyone to check it out, because I guarantee you it'll bring a smile to your face.
Four.
Last note before we break and bring Zach Harper on the show. So this is something that isn't notable for right now, but will be as we enter this college football season and next college football season. And yes, I said college football. Maxwell Hiller, who is the number two offensive tackle in the class of 27, not 26, but 27, has committed to the University of Florida to play for new Gators coach John Sumrall. Sumrall was a monster at Tulane, and once Florida struck out on Lane Kiffin, they turned their attention to Sumrall, and he quickly became their coach. Now, Florida in football has fallen on some tough times, right? Feels like a long time ago, and it's been over 2 decades since Urban Meyer was winning a ton of games and national titles. The Swamp. I don't know if John Sumrall is going to get Florida back to those true glory days, winning SECs, competing for national championships. But it feels like this is a step in the right direction. And this player, Hiller, won't play this year, but he presumably, as long as he keeps the commit, will play next year. If you're a Florida Gators fan, a great sign. And if you're the fan of another SEC football team, maybe it's time to worry a little bit about the sleeping football giant known as the Florida Gators. We'll take a break, and on the other side, we're talking NBA with Zach Harper from Mad Dog Sports Radio on Sirius and The Athletic here on You Better You Bet.
Imagine a sports platform that talks with you, not at you. Your stories, your opinions, your one destination. This is Westwood One Sports.
My son loves to fly kites, but my active psoriatic arthritis can sometimes hold me back. Now with Skyrizi to treat my skin and joints, I'm ready to go. Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults, helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi today and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
These new cars are so advanced.
Thank you, Tim.
You can talk? Can you give me advice?
Well, you should have bought me with the Navy Federal Credit Union auto loan.
Really?
Correct. You could have received great rates and a pre-approval that's good for 90 days.
Do you have an off feature?
Do not be rude, Tim.
Learn more at NavyFederal.org/autoloans. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Navy Federal is insured by NCUA. Credit and collateral subject to approval.
Empower!
Pete's back on the links with all new golf clubs and hopefully less swearing.
Bang! Sliced it.
He worked with Empower to help him get good at money so he can be a little bad.
Heads up!
Oof. Talent sold separately.
I said these were slice proof.
At least he has money for lessons. Invest well, live a little. Start today at empower.com.
When the stakes rise and the lights get bright, that's when you find out who can really swim. Deep Waters is a new UFC podcast from CBS Sports. Every Monday, myself, Dean Thomas, alongside with legends of the sport, Chris Weidman, Jorge Masvidal, and Dustin Poirier, bring you inside the octagon like no one else can. Deep Waters, new episodes every Monday. Watch on YouTube or listen on Apple, Spotify, and everywhere else you get podcasts.
Texting and data rates may apply.
Now, back to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos on Westwood One Sports.
All our bets for tonight will close the show coming up in about 20 minutes. We very much look forward to that. Should be joined by our friend Zach Harper from SiriusXM, Mad Dog Sports Radio, NBA Radio, and The Athletic coming up in moments to talk about Jason Tatum's return to Madison Square Garden tonight, and more. But until we get Zach on the show, very interesting tweet just put out by Underdog NFL, which is an account that puts out its own original content, but aggregates a lot of content as well from NFL reporters. And there is a ton of NFL draft buzz put in this tweet, courtesy of our friends from ESPN, Matt Miller, who's been on the show a bunch, and Jordan Reed, who does a really, really great job for ESPN covering the draft. I've heard him on a bunch of podcasts recently. We're going to get Jordan on the show over the course of the next couple weeks leading up to the draft. So this is from Matt Miller and from Jordan Reed. So a couple of the notes that are interesting here. You know, yesterday I mentioned the Jets and their two picks at 2 and 16, and how if I were the Jets, I think it should be Arvell Reese that goes second, the Ohio State edge rusher, off-ball linebacker, and a wide receiver at 16. Now, Jordan Tyson would be, for me, the ideal fit for the Jets, because he's someone who, if he can stay healthy, is being talked about as being the best receiver in the class, but does have health concerns. And for a team that may not be willing to win now, like maybe you could afford to wait a little bit on Jordan Tyson and see how it goes. He's dealing with a hamstring injury and apparently is going to have a private workout before the draft. And if that goes well, he won't be on the board when the Jets pick at 16. So this, I think, is pretty interesting that the Jets are reportedly, quote, and again, this is per Matt Miller and Jordan Reed, extremely high on Indiana wide receiver Omar Cooper. And Cooper is a receiver that I believe, from all the content I consume around the NFL draft, is going to go in the first round. And I, whether it's the Jets or not at 16, or whether it's a little later in the first round, it feels like it's Cooper and Casey Concepcion as the two receivers that will come after the top three of Carnell Tate, Mekhi Lemon, and Jordan Tyson. Now, Cooper primarily played the slot last year at Indiana. Most famously is the guy that caught the pass from Fernando Mendoza to beat Penn State. The great call from Gus Johnson, Omar Cooper. But did play on the outside earlier in his career at Indiana in year one under Kurt Cignetti. So he's someone with a varied skill set. And I think he's someone, based on what I hear, that a lot of NFL teams like. And I think what this tells you, and the league knows this, right? Like, if I know this, then I think it's something that a lot of people know, that the Jets are going to take a receiver with their second first-round pick. So this will be defensive player at 2, wide receiver at 16. Are the Jets going to have to trade up in the first round to get a receiver, right? Because let's say I'm making this up, the Philadelphia Eagles, right? And you're going to trade A.J. Brown later this offseason. You know that the Jets are going to pick a receiver at 16. What if the Eagles like Omar Cooper? Do the Eagles try and leapfrog the Jets to get him? We'll see how this turns out. But again, this is a very poorly kept secret that the Jets are going to take a receiver with their second first round pick. I'm fascinated to see how this turns out and if this turns out to be a smokescreen with the Jets and Omar Cooper. Okay, remember what I said in the opening segment of the show, right? Where if Francis Mauinoa, the Miami tackle guard, if his back is screwed up and he's going to Indianapolis for a combine recheck on his back tomorrow, if Mauinoa's back is something that gives teams pause, I don't think he's going to go in the top 10. And I think it's unlikely that another offensive lineman will go in the top 10. So if that's the case, it pushes all the other elite players a little bit up the board, right? And I laid out a scenario in the first segment of the show where all the blue chip defensive players, and those players, to be clear, are David Bailey, Arvell Reese, Reuben Bain, Sonny Styles, Mansoor Delane, Caleb Downs, where they could all be gone by the time the Cincinnati Bengals hit the clock at 10th overall. And also, by the time the Dallas Cowboys hit the clock at number 12. And what I said in the opening segment, and I said it like 2 weeks ago also, or maybe it was last week, all the days blend together. I think the Cowboys, if they want one of those studs, right? And maybe they want to stand pat and take Jermod McCoy, the Tennessee corner, at 12. I doubt they'll do that because they took a corner last year coming off an ACL in Ravel. Maybe they'll do it again. I doubt it. Maybe they would take Peter Woods. I'm not really sure. maybe Dallas just sits pat and takes the best available defensive player at 12. What I think is more likely, given Jerry Jones' penchant for wheeling and dealing and the Micah Parsons trade and the extra draft capital the Cowboys have, is that they would go up in the draft to select one of these defensive players. So it goes noted that in this NFL draft buzz from Matt Miller and Jordan Reed of ESPN, they mentioned Downs and Bain as players the Cowboys would maneuver for. And I think the reason why this makes sense with those two guys specifically is because if you had to guess, and we don't know that this will be the case, right? But it feels like Bailey and Reese will both be off the board, right? Like early in the draft. Styles is likely to be off the board early in the draft. That the two guys likely to be there, like let's say when the New Orleans Saints hit the clock at 8, where the Saints are kind of in a position where they can take the best player available. There's not a need that they're looking to fill. They're already ahead of schedule on their rebuild because it looks like they hit on their quarterback of the future with the 40th overall pick of last year's draft in Tyler Shuck. So the Saints, in my estimation, are a pretty, pretty good trade-down candidate. If Dallas or Cincy, and Dallas in this instance wants to go up to get ahead of the Kansas City Chiefs, if Reuben Bain or Caleb Downs is indeed available. So like I told you earlier in the show, don't discount the possibility that the Dallas Cowboys go up to potentially get a defensive player. The last one I'll hit here, and there are a lot of notes here that are fascinating. Jordan Tyson, a name to watch for the Philadelphia Eagles. So I think this could go in a bunch of different ways for Jordan Tyson. Now, Tyson didn't finish any college season, and that's, you know, the book on him, right? He said he's got injury concerns. And he's still dealing with a hamstring injury that he suffered during the college football season. If Jordan Tyson was given a clean bill of health, he'd be the first receiver selected in this draft. But that's obviously not the case. Now, it's possible that Tyson will do a workout, right, and will look great, and maybe that gets him picked as high as like 6th to the Cleveland Browns. Very much within the realm of possibility. But it's also possible that a bunch of teams will look at Tyson and say, we're not comfortable taking this risk in the first rounds of the draft. And I'm not suggesting he'd fall to the second round. I think he'll be a first-round pick. But you could certainly see teams saying, hey, like, especially a team like, let's use the Eagles, for instance, right, who want to win the Super Bowl this year. Can they afford to swing and miss on a receiver? Can they afford that? So I think Jordan Tyson is a really interesting case study here. The name, to me, is less interesting than the team, which is the Philadelphia Eagles. And the Eagles were one of four teams that I led yesterday's show with as being fascinating coming up to the draft, the first round in 2 weeks. Peter Schrager of ESPN, in his mock draft release earlier this week, had the Eagles selecting wide receiver Denzel Boston. If the Eagles select a receiver in the first round, if they do that, they may not, but if they do, I think it will be a very, very clear telegraph and clear signal that they plan on trading A.J. Brown. Because if you knew that A.J. Brown were going to be on your roster and that A.J. Brown and Jalen Hurts would do kumbaya with each other and that they'd be one big happy family singing Barney songs, you wouldn't take a receiver. That's not what you would do, right? You would maybe take, you know, what the Eagles always do. Maybe take, you know, a trench player, an offensive lineman. Maybe you take an edge rusher. You wouldn't take a receiver. That's not what you would do. So as the buzz continues to intensify, and look, it could be a smokescreen, but as the buzz continues to intensify around the Eagles maybe taking a receiver in the first round, and they keep getting linked to receivers, I think what this tells you is that their plan is to trade A.J. Brown. And it won't happen now because of the financial ramifications of it. Of trading A.J. Brown prior to June 1st. The Eagles don't want to deal with the financial hit of that happening. So smart money tells you that it will be after June 1st and that he will get traded to the New England Patriots. So in 2 weeks' time, if the Eagles are on the clock at 23 and it's Jordan Tyson or it's Denzel Boston, or it's Casey Concepcion, I think we'll know. Because remember, Jahan Dotson, who was on the Eagles last year, not that he's a world beater, just signed with the Atlanta Falcons, which is, they have their own issues that we detailed earlier. The Eagles basically don't have any other wide receivers you can count on outside of Devontae Smith, assuming A.J. Brown's not there. They're going to have to take one. We're going to find out a lot about their plans for the rest of the offseason 2 weeks from today. Tyler Morales is our executive producer today. He's with us right now with the trivia question of the day. Tyler, what do we have that we will attempt to answer during the break?
I actually think you might get this golf trivia question. What two players are tied for the most Masters championships by a non-American? There are two golfers.
By a non-American. Okay. I feel like Vijay Singh might be one of the answers. I'm not 100% sure. I think he might have only won. Well, Faldo's won, right? Faldo's Australian, and he's won too? Okay. We will. I think Faldo is one of the answers. I'll attempt to get the other one on the other side. So we'll wrap up the show with Via. We'll give you a Masters update and all our bets for tonight to wrap up the Thursday edition of the show right after this.
Westwood One!
We love sports. We love to laugh. We love hearing from you. Talking sports with you, not at you. This is Westwood One Sports.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
ZipRecruiter.
Free trial of 7 days. If customer does not cancel prior to the end of a trial period, fees will apply.
Running a business means wearing multiple hats. So if you're like me, you probably started out using your personal phone, taking client calls and texts nonstop. As my business grew, I needed something smarter. That's when I switched to Quo, the number one business phone system. Quo works right on your phone or computer. No carrying two phones, no clunky landline, just one easy app you can try for free. Your team can share one number and handle calls and texts together, like a shared inbox. Any teammate can jump into the conversation, so customers get faster responses. And Quo's AI assistant summarizes your calls and responds to customers 24/7, so you never miss a lead or opportunity. All this starts at just $15 a month. That's basically two coffees. You can even keep your current business phone number. Find out why 90,000 businesses trust Quo. No missed calls, no missed customers. Try Quo for free at Quo.com/sports. That's Quo.com/sports to try Quo free. Quo.
Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right. On audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Texting and data rates may apply.
Now, back to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos on Westwood One Sports.
All right, some thank yous to Dole Lab before we wrap up the show with all our bets for tonight. And we'll attempt to answer Tyler and Bill's trivia question as it concerns the Masters. Two amazing guests on the show today. How about our friend Sal Licata, who is just an absolute laugh riot? Love Sal. Sal joined us in the first hour, in the second hour of the show, and our good friend Danny Parkins, first things first on Fox Sports 1 in hour numero uno. Our executive producer today, pulling double duty, also our technical director, the great Tyler Morales, Kenny Henderson, our engineer, our video producers, the tag team of Downtown Mike Brown and Dan the Man Turner, and Mike Brown playing hurt today. Mike, we appreciate you being here on You Better You Bet. Our friends Bleck and Abdallah coming up next on Westwood One Sports. Tyler Morales, our EP today. Tyler, just for the audience, what was today's trivia question here on You Better You Bet?
What two players are tied for the most Masters championships by a non-American? Or two players.
Okay, so I think the answer's two. Two championships won. Is that correct?
It's not, it's three.
Oh, so I'm way off here, because Faldo was going to be my guess, and Faldo won two, right?
Faldo won three. He's from England. He won that. He's one of the answers.
Oh, so I got it. Okay, so Faldo's won. So it's someone that's won three. I was going to say Jose Maria Olazabal, but I think he only won two. That's not the correct answer, right?
It is not.
Oh, man. Someone that's won three. Oh, man. How far... Like, this is not me asking, like, an NFL hint where I will get the answer. My golf history is not great. How far back do we have to go here?
Probably the 60s.
Gary Player?
That is correct. Him and Nick Faldo had three each.
Where's Gary Player from?
Bill told me South Africa, and then Faldo's from England.
Okay,
there you go.
I thought Faldo was from, this is how bad like my golf knowledge is. Nick Faldo, I thought he was from Australia, he's from England. So thank you to Tyler for the trivia question today. Tyler, what is currently happening at Augusta National?
Oh, we're heating up here at Augusta. Reed's tied for first right now with Tommy Fleetwood at 3 under. Also tied Kurt Kitayama 3 under. I don't know what his odds were, but he had to be like over 100-1. So he's up there. And just a bunch of golfers. Our guy Fitzpatrick's plus one right now through five. Not great. We're still waiting on John Rahm to tee off. Bryson DeChambeau's even. So right now it's just Fleetwood and Patrick Reed with a whole bunch of just random guys. Like Jose Maria Olazabal is actually in second place right now. Don't know how that's happening. But he's 2 under through 13. And it's just a bunch of golfers teeing up right now. Xander minus one. Pat Mayo liked them a ton. So did Gary Williams. He's 1 under through six. So we're just getting started here. Rahm hasn't teed off yet, but things are starting to heat up here as Patrick Reed and Tommy Fleetwood are atop the leaderboard.
And the big first-round leader bet that, for me at least, was Jordan Spieth. He's the one that I bet the most on. The guy that you're sweating the most for the first-round leader is Spieth or somebody else?
No, I have a group of four guys. So I have like Spieth, Russell Henley, Nikolai Højgaard, who just teed off, and Robert McIntyre. So right now, Henley's even through six. We need them to pick it up a little bit, but the golf course is playing like super difficult right now. There's so many guys that have already shot themselves out of the tournament. We have a plus 11 right now on the course, so not great for some of these golfers.
I'm off tomorrow. Chris Mack will be filling in here on You Better You Bet, and then I'll be back on Monday. I plan on parking my ass on the couch and watching a ton of Masters tomorrow while you jabronis are working. I'm looking very much forward to that. All right, so thank you to Tyler for the Masters update. We'll get some bets from Tyler coming up in a little bit. We'll get some bets from Kenny Henderson coming up in a little bit as well. And before we give you the bets, let's drop the dope-ass beat and tell you about our show sponsor, our friends at BetMGM. Because BetMGM players will receive an Any Sport Odds Boost token. To use the token, add a wager made up of bets from any sport to your bet slip and activate the token. If you win your wager that was made with the token, you'll receive extra winnings and unrestricted bonus dollars. Download the BetMGM app today so you can make it legendary. And as always, please gamble responsibly. And a tip of the cap to our buddy Turbo Turtles on YouTube. Took off work from today and is tuned into the show like a real one. Thank you very much to Turbo Turtles. Let's find out what Kenny and Tyler like today in either baseball, golf, basketball, or otherwise. Kenny, any baseball bets for you today on this Thursday?
No baseball. I actually have an NBA bet to give out, though. The Sixers are playing the Rockets tonight. The Sixers are a three-and-a-half-point dog. Both teams need the game technically, but I think the Sixers need it more. I think the Sixers will keep this close and maybe even win outright in Houston tonight.
Oh, I love the handicap of the one team needs it more, wants it more, and needs it more than the other. From Kenny, Kenny will be backing the Philadelphia 76ers tonight. Tyler, what do you have for us? This could be golf, live bets, baseball, basketball, whatever.
I have a round one matchup. We gave out the full tournament on John Rahm over Scottie Scheffler. I'm going to bet him round one to beat Scottie Scheffler as well. He's plus 115. Like, I really worry. Like, I still think Scheffler's going to play really well. I just wonder how well he's going to do in the first round. It's been his issues all season. And if he doesn't come out hot, I think John Rahm's going to come out scorching all tournaments. So we get John Rahm at plus 115. Right now, I think they're just the even golfers, which is crazy to say, considering how good Scheffler is. So let's take John Rahm to beat Scottie Scheffler in the first round.
I would absolutely love it if Rahm came out scorching the entire tournament. All right. I got a couple NBA bets for tonight and a baseball bet as well. Let's start with the baseball bet. So I gave it out at the top of the show. I think it's going to come through. So that actually, I'm going to look to see if the price has moved from where I bet it. Let's see. The team that I bet has been bet against. Never makes me feel good. I bet the Detroit Tigers today who have lost the first three of this four-game set in Minnesota against the Twins. I bet them the other night on the run line, and Tarik Skubal in Detroit not only didn't win the game, but lost outright. Not only didn't win by two, but lost the game. So they're looking to avoid the four-game sweep, and they turned to Jack Flaherty today to try and stave off the four-game sweep. Now, Flaherty has not been great this year, has walked a ton of guys. I give him the edge, though, over Abel, Kane's brother, pitching today for Minnesota, and I think Detroit will avoid the four-game sweep. This is a 140 first pitch today, Eastern time. Give me the Tigers, minus now 135. I laid minus 140. Tigers minus 135 in Minnesota against the Twins. And two NBA bets for yours truly tonight. And I've said a bunch of times recently on the show, and it's true, that you get to this point at the NBA calendar and everyone's just waiting for the season to end. But we do have two games that mean something tonight. One of them is Rockets Sixers, and Kenny told you that he likes Philadelphia. Now, the Rockets are locked into the five seed, so technically don't have much to play for here, so I certainly understand Kenny's thought in grabbing the Sixers. I'll actually lay the Rockets here. Houston's won seven straight games. I think Houston wants to go into the playoffs with some positive momentum, so I'll take the Houston Rockets. Give me the Rockets here, laying the 3.5 against the Philadelphia 76ers. So give me Houston, and I'm just going to look at the standings here in the Western Conference. I believe that Houston does not have the tiebreaker over Denver. I think Houston, the Lakers. They could catch the Lakers. That's right. So Houston does need this game. They are at worst going to be the 5 seed. Minnesota's locked into the 6. Give me the Rockets here laying the 3.5. Thank you to Kenny against the Philadelphia 76ers. And the other NBA bet for tonight, and I'm going to be a little bit of a homer when I give this out. I think the Knicks are going to beat down the Celtics tonight. At the very least, the Knicks should beat down the Boston Celtics tonight. 4.5-point favorites as it stands right now, which tell you that at minimum, either Jaylen Brown or Derek White will not play tonight. Both are questionable tonight for Boston. We know Jason Tatum is going to play tonight for the Celtics. If the Knicks lose this game tonight, I don't know, and I know what happened last year in the playoffs. I understand. I don't know how you take the Knicks with any confidence to get to the conference finals if in fact they have to play the Celtics. I kind of think tonight is a referendum on the Knicks' potential playoff success. If the New York Knicks are to be taken seriously as a threat to win the Eastern Conference, hell, as a threat to get to the Eastern Conference final, not only do they need to win tonight, I think they need to win in convincing fashion tonight against the Celtics. There should be no excuse at home with the Celtics not 100% for the Knicks to win this game and win it by 5 or more and cover the spread. Now, if we get a little closer to tip-off and Jaylen Brown's going to play and Derek White's going to play, obviously the spread won't be what it is. But then it's like a little more understandable if the Knicks lose the game. But still, like, you're a Knicks fan like me, a Knicks better, someone who's interested or invested in the Knicks. You want them to come out and win this game. And you know, earlier in the show, we were talking about how I think we know what the second round of the Eastern Conference playoffs is going to look like, right? With Knicks-Celtics in round two in the 2-3, Boston with home court, Detroit-Cleveland in round two in the East, Detroit with home court. I think we kind of know what it's going to be in the West as well. OKC, Houston in round two. The Thunder would have home court in that series, obviously. And whether or not the Thunder or the 4 or the 5, they'll be big favorites against whatever this is that the Lakers are throwing out there with Luka hurt and Austin Reeves hurt. And Denver and San Antonio in round two with the Spurs having home court. It's usually not that much fun to know that in advance, like this is what it's going to be. But I'll tell you what. With the exception of Thunder Rockets, would I think the Thunder would kill them in that series. That is an awesome second round. An awesome second round. So I get it. End of the NBA regular season sucks. And it pales in comparison to the NFL draft. And it pales in comparison to the NCAA tournament. But man, starting next Saturday, NBA playoffs, we are going to be in for an absolute treat and an absolute delight with the NBA postseason. And that does it for the Tremendous Sports Thursday edition of You Better You Bet. I am off tomorrow. The great Chris Mack will be filling in. So everyone, make sure you're here at 9 a.m. Eastern tomorrow on Westwood One Sports. So I'll see everybody on Monday morning. I'm looking forward to that. Until then, I'm Nick Costos wishing you minimal sweats, winning bets, the absolute very best of luck. Our good friends, Bleck and Abdallah, are coming up next here on a Thursday on Westwood One Sports. Enjoy the Masters, everybody.
This is Westwood One Sports.
Need to sell your house fast? Whether you're facing foreclosure, stuck with bad tenants, or just ready for a fresh start, House Buyer Network can help. We buy homes as is for cash. No fees, no commissions, no repairs. Get a fair cash offer in just 24 hours and close in as little as 7 days. Call 833-719-5877 now for your free no-obligation offer. That's 833-719-5877. House Buyer Network. Fast cash, no hassle.
Offers are typically below market value in exchange for speed and convenience. Call for details.
The world is huge, like 197 million square miles huge, but it's also smaller than you think. With unlimited 2% cash back, the Cash Rewards Plus Visa card from Navy Federal brings our members closer to the game they love, rewarding fans of FIFA World Cup 26 every step of the way, thanks to Visa. From new jerseys and gear to game day tickets and nonstop cheer, with Visa and Navy Federal by your side, the world is at your fingertips. Terms apply for credit card rewards. Visit NavyFederal.org/cash
for restrictions and details.
You're listening to Westwood One Sports on WFAN FM HD2 New York. And
the Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.